Prairie.
KVOE Live and Local 826. It's now 22 degrees, a wind chill of 8 above out there. We peaked at 58 yesterday, overnight low. Well, the low is just going to keep getting lower as the day progresses again. 22 with a northwest wind gusting to 32 miles per hour right now. Very slick out there, please. Drive with care. 22 here, KVOE. AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:26, and it is time for the ESU Buzz with Emporia State University President Allison Garrett. The ESU Buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, changing lives for the common good, and by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice, better rates. Better return, because you're an owner, that's what you'll earn. The difference is clear, it's easy to see. It's your financial institution for the educational community. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
Are you a high school student trying to wade through the many college choices? At Emporia State University, we know you have a lot of choices in your higher education. We have over 65 majors, minors, and concentrations to choose from, along with more than 130 student organizations you can join. Couple that with a vibrant, active downtown, Emporia State is the place to be. Check us out at iamahornet.com and schedule your campus visit today.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning and welcome once again to the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. President Garrett, good morning to you. Oh, got the wrong one there. President Garrett, good morning.
Good morning, Ron, and I hope you're staying warm this morning.
Yes, indeed. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Well, hopefully your holiday break has been a good one.
It has been a great holiday break, but we're excited to get students back here in the next week or so, and kick off a wonderful spring semester.
Yes, indeed. So just a few days away from getting classes back underway again at Emporia State University. And this morning, President Garrett, you are again with a number of great guests, and we're going to be talking about the Department of Music and relationships with a university in China this morning.
That's right. I've got some wonderful guests with me. Of course, the chair of the music department, Alan Comstock, Andy Houchins, one of our wonderful faculty members, and student Tiani Li from Beijing Normal University in China.
All right. Alan, good morning. How are you? How are you today?
Morning, Ron. Always good to speak with you.
Always good to have you on. Andrew, good day to you.
And hello to you.
And Tiani Li, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good, but it's too cold today.
She is from a warmer part of China, Ron.
Okay, that's okay.
Welcome to Kansas.
Indeed, I think a lot of people share that sentiment here this morning.
Well, and hi, Chuck. I didn't realize you were there. Good to talk to you, too.
Good to talk with you as well. Looking forward to the interview here today.
Yeah, Chuck is here. Chuck is here with us. Well, Alan, let's start with you. I know we have discussed this on a couple of occasions the past handful of months. Alan's been on with us to talk about the wonderful things going on in the Department of Music at Emporia State University. And this relationship, Alan, is one of those, isn't it?
Oh, this is a marvelous, marvelous relationship. This is brand new, just started this fall. In fact, a delegation from Beijing Normal University came to Emporia State in the fall of 2016 and wanted to get this moving very quickly. And so we said, yes, we'd love to do this. And we had everything ready to go by the spring, which was a lot of work because we had to make sure that the curriculums aligned. And the way the program works is the students spend their freshman year at Beijing Normal University, and that's in the city of Jinhui, which is about, what, Andy, an hour and a half from Shanghai.
Well, that's it depends. Hour and a half by fast train, 4 hours by car.
Yeah. So it's a few hundred miles from Shanghai, so it's in the steamier part of China. It's a wonderful university, and so they spend their first year there, then they come to Emporia State for their sophomore and junior years, and then they return to Beijing Normal for their senior year, and upon completion, they have a degree from Beijing Normal and a degree from Emporia State University. And ESU has partnerships like this all over the world, but this one is new, and it's different for us because there are a hand-select group of students who come here as a cohort, so they come here as a group. And typically with these programs, we've had, you know, a few students come from one university or another university. So this is new for us, and the students are marvelous. Chen Ai was in my music history class, and I think she got the highest score in the class. And, you know, all the students are really great students, and they're just wonderful people. So we're very excited about this program.
Ellen, that kind of leads into a question. Is that this general approach has got to be exciting, but you're really excited about this for maybe a couple extra reasons beyond your typical partnership overseas.
That's correct, yes, because we also get a lot of very good students. And interestingly, many of the students play traditional Chinese instruments. And so that's been a real boon for us. We had a concert at the Guffler Mansion back in November, and we had a tremendous turnout. I was really impressed.
So it was standing room only.
It really was, yes. And a number of the students performed on their Chinese instruments, and so we were able to mix up the concert with traditional with piano and voice, and then some air hu and pipa and a few other instruments. It was just a wonderful concert, and so we've been very, very happy with the students. And we have another cohort, our second cohort, coming in next fall. So this has been a real boon for enrollment as well. As you know, just having wonderful students, you know, we're getting quite a few of them. The first cohort, this current cohort, was 14 students. Next year, so far, we have an additional 11 signed up, although I anticipate that could increase. And so it's increased our numbers by probably 25%.
Definitely a win-win for Emporia State and Zhejiang Normal University in China. Again, talking with Alan Comstock, who's the chair of the Department of Music at Emporia State, and also Professor Andrew Houchens. Andrew, you have been over in China and at Zhejiang. How do the applications work? How are these students selected?
They're selected by the music department there. I'm not exactly sure if they applied to the dean of the music school, or if they kind of said, hey, why don't you check this out? But they were the top students. I was teaching the month of June over there, and the students, we met for 3 hour-and-a-half sessions each week, and we were discussing music theory, because that's my forte.
Now, this is a program here, Chan Lee, that had to have had you interested for a little bit yet, but what has your experience been like coming over here?
What's your experience like
here? What's your experience been like here as part of the program?
Besides being cold.
Yeah. There are too many things I want to share. I think the educational mode is different, because anyway, I think my life is colorful here, and the style of class and the atmosphere, I think, is totally different. I think the style of class in ESU is more active and interesting, and because the professors, they are humorous, and but at the same time, they can let us learn new knowledge, you know. Because also, I particularly love the their way of teaching, and yeah, I think and every student, they can show their own unique personality in the class, and but I think in Zhejiang Normal, maybe in China, I think schools they emphasize the rules and maybe discipline. So in many cases, we just listen to teachers and take notes. And Dr. Houchens usually asks us, "Oh, so far so good," but in China, I think we will just keep our question, and after class, then we will ask the professor. Another interesting thing is that I found American teachers, they really they really like to encourage students. So at first, to be honest, at first I was a little unaccustomed because my teacher, he would just point out my mistakes directly almost every time. But he also will tell me how to do it better. But in ESU, I think our professors, they usually say, "Oh no, you are good, you are fine, awesome," and then they will tell you, "Oh, how to improve your skill." And so I really appreciate that, because they want me to trust myself and want me to be better. But anyway, I think the teacher in ESU and in Zhejiang Normal are both good teachers, but their style is really different.
different
style. I think I surprised those students last June, pretty much.
Oh, we are so sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
So, Tiani, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're enjoying your experience at ESU, correct?
Yeah, and I think here we had a lot of school activities, but I used to keep practicing in the practice room and maybe just learning something. But I made many new friends here, so I feel really happy, I think.
Well, that's great. Alan, how's the transition been from your point of view as the chair of the music department for these students? How they made the transition?
Very well. They're very flexible. First, they're really top-shelf students, and this is evident in their coursework, but they're also great representatives of their country. And, you know, it was interesting to hear Chennai compare the two educational systems and to get Andy's feedback. And by the way, I want to thank Andy again for going over and doing this, because as part of our partnership, we have to send a faculty member for at least a month to China, sometime between the end of our semester in mid-May and the end of their semester around the beginning of July. And so I was looking at faculty that I knew would have an interaction with students, either a voice faculty member, because all the students have to study voice and all the students have to study piano. But then obviously music theory is a core skill. And so Andy volunteered to go on literally, what was it, 3 weeks' notice?
3 weeks' notice.
So he had to get a visa, get a so it was really a Herculean effort. So, Andy, I really thank you for that, because that was so critical. Because if we had not been able to send somebody, that would have been the end of the program right there. So we're set for subsequent summers, but Andy really stepped up. So thank you, Andy. But getting back to your question, I think the transition has been great. Mark Daly, who is the head of our international program, has just been absolutely fabulous to work with. I cannot say enough about Mark. He is the nicest guy in the world. And he has great people skills, and he has a really deep understanding of how to interact with a lot of different cultures. And so he helped to make this thing so seamless. And so we really worked together very closely on this. And he has been great in staying engaged in the program. So, for example, he didn't just set the stage and say, "Okay, here you go, Alan, it's all yours." No, this has been a real partnership between us and the international office. And so, for example, one of the things we wanted to do to help the students to acclimate was to make sure that they had some activities outside the university. So early on, we took them over to Melbourne Lake. We had a big picnic, and they had a chance to swim. I took some of them out in my canoe, and they've had a chance to get out quite a lot. I mean, the international office is always good about this anyway, but this one was a little special because normally we don't take a cohort of students, but so we plan on doing things like that each year. And also, and Chan, I can address this, when the students are here, they have a chance to travel and see the U.S. So she just got back from Boston and New York.
Yes.
Of course, she was there during the horrible weather. But
yes.
So she had a chance to go out. I know some of the students were going to Colorado. They were going to Colorado Springs. And, you know, it's very common when they come here that they have a chance to see the U.S. So not only is this a great thing educationally, it's a wonderful experience culturally, and it really helps to develop an understanding between the people of China and the people of the U.S. So I just have been so pleased with the program.
President Garrett, your take on this exchange program. How positive is this for Emporia State?
You know, this is fantastic, not just for the students who are coming here from China, but for our students, many of whom have not traveled abroad, to be able to interact with students from another culture and to learn a little bit about their lives. And they really add so much to our campus. And we're just thrilled that we have a great number of students here from China, as well as from many other countries.
A great program. Well, Tia and I, thanks for your time this morning. Good to talk to you.
Me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Andrew, Dr. Hutchins, thank you very much.
Certainly.
Alan, always good to talk to you.
You too, Ron. Thanks for having us on.
All right, President Garrett, always a pleasure.
Oh, same here. Stay warm and safe out there.
All right, have a great day. Thanks for your time this morning.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that is the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett, joined this morning by Alan Comstock, the chair of the Department of Music, Andrew Hutchins, professor of music, and Tianai Li, a student from Zhejiang Normal University in China. And our buzz this morning, the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations, and by Emporia State University, changing lives for the common good. Stingers up, ESU. It is 8:42, 22 degrees, a wind chill of 6. Good morning.
The nation's top retailer is crediting the Republican tax plan for allowing it to increase.